outside. There's snow outside.
You know something, Ramanu? Nothing. You know but you. You know, first you should do it. And after some time,
he expired.
Then Ramanuj returned back to Srirangam and began to preach his mission.
So, Kuras told, "O Gurudev, I have heard that King Second Kolattu, he attacked by cancer after my blocked out the eyes, and whole throat was full of worm. So that he famous by name Krimi Kantha. Krimi means worm, Kantha means throat. Whose throat full of worm?
That was cancer.
Due to cancer. So after some time he expired. Then Ramanuja came back to Srirangam and preached bhakti philosophy very nicely. Here, the teachings is here. If you insult Vaishnavas, then you have to suffer and have to expire. You have to suffer so many ways. If any pure Vaishnava is there, if you oppose him, if you want to kill him, then you have to suffer by your own karma. Because who is very near and dear to God, they are protected by God, none can make any harm of him. But you are doing your own harm, you are digging your own graveyard place. So Ramanujacharya, wise disciple throughout the whole world. So don't make any Vaishnava offense. Vaishnava offense is six types. Nindanti, Hanti, Vaideshti, Vaishnavannabhi Nandati, Darsane Jatinaharsa, Kurdhati, Padatani, Sat. If you criticize Vaishnavas, Vaishnava will never take your offense. But his lotus feet dust will not tolerate this. And Bhagavan will not tolerate this. If you abuse any pure devotee, Bhagavan could not tolerate. Like you know about Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Rishi. When Durvasa Rishi want to make any harm of Ambarish Maharaj, Sudarshan claim immediate. Similarly, if you criticize any Vaishnavas, Bhagavan will not tolerate and his lotus feet does not tolerate. You have to suffer. Hanti, if you beat any Vaishnava, or attempt to beat, it is offense. Hanti in the Vaideshti. If you envious towards Vaishnavas, if any cause, then have to suffer you. And in the Vaideshti, Vaishnavannabhi Nandati. If you know any elevated soul, any pure Vaishnava is coming, you know, but you have not came to welcome him, it is also offense. And seeing Vaishnavas, you are not happy, very angry. This also offends. And Ruddhati Jati Narsa. If you not become very happy seeing Vaishnavas, it also offends. These six types of offense. By the Hantimis, I told. So by these six ways, you will go down. So you have to be very careful. We should not decide any Vaishnavas.
Vinashyati.
Darsane Padatani Sat. He will fall down.
And also he may die.
Premature death.
Yes.
So, by these six ways, if you do any one of these six, then you will fall down or you may die immature death. So, you have to be careful. Premature death. So, you have to be very careful. We should not despise any Vaishnavas, should not beat any Vaishnavas, should not envious any Vaishnavas, should not criticize any Vaishnavas. We must be happy seeing any Vaishnavas. And we should not be angry with Vaishnavas. Have to be careful. So due to Vaishnava offense, that king expired from this world and not very happily. He suffered so many ways, so many worm on his throat, could not drink, could not speak, and expired from this world. So he became famous in this world, Krimi Kantha, not Kolattum second anymore. Dr. Ramanuja came to Srirangam and preached bhakti philosophy very nicely. In the due course, I have discussed something about my Param Gurudev. When Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching Vaishnava philosophy, at that time, as Marthas Brahmins they became very furious. Oh, now this Saraswati Thakur is preaching, now our business is going to be stopped. So somehow or other, we have to kill him. If we kill him, then none can preach like him. So if there is no bamboo, there is no possibility of flute, because flute made of bamboo. So if you destroy the bamboo, then there is no cause of flute. So we have to take him out from this world, so kill him. So Navadvip Parikrama was going on. Then the smart of Brahmins, they attacked Prabhupada with stones, bricks, boiled water, soda water, sticks, with the whole party. Then all devotees, they ran here and there to save them. But our Param Gurudev, at that time his name was Sri Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. He was quite white cloth, not even saffron cloth, in white cloth. And there was one devotee, Param Gurudev, took Prabhupada in the devotee's house and prayed Prabhupada, "Oh Prabhupada, please change your dress with me. Please take white dress and please give your sannyas dress to me." Prabhupada, no, it's not possible. Our Param Gurudev told Vinod Bihari, no, Gurudev, you must have to do. If you live in the world, this welfare for this world, so don't worry. So our Param Gurudev served Prabhupada so many ways. So Prabhupada could not neglect his prayer. They exchanged their dress. And Prabhupada went to Mayapur with white dress. Everybody thought that Vinod Bihari Brahmachari is going, because there's some similarity of our face of our Param Gurudev and Prabhupada. So none can understand. So he went into Mayapur. After that, a few hours, police came and so many things happened. And Param Gurudev, in sannyas dress, he came out and went to Mayapur. Here Param Gurudev, though he was white cloth, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhartha Thakur, he gave sannyas, his own prasadi dress, his own danda. This is his sannyas day properly and practically, that he took sannyas from Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave renounce order to so many devotees, but not by his own prasadi cloth, not by his own danda. Only he gave to Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Later on, who became Srila Bhakti Pragya and Keshav Goswami Maharaj. He served Prabhupada like Kuresh. He never cared for his own life. He offered his life for his Gurudev. So, by his grace, our Paramahansa always became victorious everywhere. None can make any harm from him. So here, now inquiry may come in our mind. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his one hand is associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other hand associate of Divine Kapilas and Nayan Manjari. So he could not protect his life. How come that he exchanged his cloth with his disciple and his disciple protect him? Inquiry may come in our mind, then he was liberated soul or not. It's a common thing to come in our mind because you are conditioned soul. So how we can reconcile this? Prabhupada wants to show the whole world how near and dear Vinod Bihari Brahmachari to him, how loyal to him, how faithful to him, how he is serving his Gurudev. Other disciples, they run away from here and there to save their own life. But our Param Gurudev, how much he was dedicated for his Gurudev. Prabhupada wanted to show the whole world. So he did this trick that only Vinod Bihari Brahmachari is so much dedicated, no one is dedicated like Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Prabhupada wanted to show the whole world. So he made these tricks and changed his dress. He wanted to manifest his Vinod Bihari Brahmachari the whole world, how Guru Bhakta he is, like Kuresh. So it happened. So he was liberated. He can, what he likes, if he desires, then none can attack him also to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada wanted to show the whole world about his Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, his glory. And Param Gurudev wanted to show the whole world that how his Gurudev is powerful. By his mercy, everything became shut down, cooled down, and he also came out. By this way, any qualified devotee, disciple and qualified guru. So the whole world by their own life is free.
Once Ramanuj received a mantra, Narayan mantra, from his next guru, not Jamunacharya, Purna Pragyarani. And the guru told, don't disclose this mantra to anyone, otherwise the power of mantra will go away. So, when he told that mantra, at once he came and he stood up
high place.
On the high place, very on the four crossing roads, on the top of a house, and he began to shout, oh, if you want to be solved, to cross endless ocean of
birth and death,
and you want to be happy, then repeat me. And then he began to shout that mantra. All began to repeat. Anyhow, one disciple of his Gurudev went to Gurudev and told, complained, oh, he is shouting and telling this mantra loudly and everyone is chanting. At once Gurudev came in. Why you are doing Lakhan? Ramanuj, why you are doing so? Oh, he told, you are told that your power of mantra will go if you will tell loudly. No how. But he told that those who will chant this mantra, they will be liberated and they will go to Vaikuntha. So they should all go to Vaikuntha and I will go down. No how. Then Gurudev folded his hand and told that you are better than me. You are really Acharya.
So in this story, there is something teaching behind this. So Ramanujacharya was not an ordinary person. He was incarnation of Lakshman. So he was powerful to do that. During initiation, Gurudev used to instruct us, don't tell this mantra to anyone. If we think, oh, if Ramanujacharya can do this, why we cannot do that? We shall also tell to everyone. So, here the teaching is this, we are not qualified like Ramanujacharya. If we used to imitate Ramanujacharya, then what will be effect? Then we will die like Lord Shiva. He took the poison and keep his throat, so he became Nilkantha. It is beauty for him. So without being Lord Shiva, if someone will take poison, then he will die immediately. Similarly, without becoming so powerful like Ramanujacharya, Gurudev instructs, don't tell the mantra to anyone. And if you tell to everyone, like you are making disciple, oh, I became very big guru, then you begin to fall down. So you have to be careful. Which Gurudev instructs us, you have to obey Gurudev's order very careful. Otherwise, we have to go fall down.
Because he was Ramanuja.
He was Ramanuja Lakshman himself. So once, one debate came about scriptures. Ramanujacharya was replying one after another question. Then so many persons asked so many questions. Can I just wait a little? To make one room for me in that, on the corner of the hall, and cohort the hall, I shall go there, from there I shall reply you all. So they make one curtain, and I went inside. Then everyone asking so many questions at a time, and he was replying at a time. And how is this possible? And one of the disciples of Ramanuja went there and looked. Ramanuja was not there. Very big snake, so many hoods. Because he was Ananta Dev. And he was replying all questions same time in one hood. Because Ramanuja is Lakshman. And Lakshman incarnation is Ananta Dev. In form of Ananta Dev, he replied everybody's question at a time. And he, by this way, he defeated everyone. And he convert them in his philosophy. And he wrote Srivastava. Srivastava means Vaishnava philosophy. There are four acharyas, so among Ramanuja won and he wrote commentary. The name of the commentary was Sivasa in condensed form of Vedanta. There, and his philosophical opinion is Visishtadvaitavad. Visishta means specified monism, Visishta Advaita. Specified monism. Monism, there what? Specified. Specified. So, there, Ramanuja told that...
What is Visishtadvaitavad, you know?
Specified monism.
What? What is that theory? Can you define? Who can define? Anyone?
Shuddha Vaidyavad of Shripad Shankaracharya establishes that there is no difference between Brahman and Jiva. Qualified monism of Shripad Ramanujacharya establishes that there is some subtle difference. Although there is oneness, there is some subtle difference between Brahman and individual Jiva. For eternal service relationship.
What is that?
Bhakti relationship.
Visishta Advaita. What is that?
Qualified monism.
What? With Jiva and Jagat. What is that?
So Srila Ramanujacharya told in his Visishta Advaita Bhag means specified monism. That Brahma means God, is Vishesha means noun, and Jeev and this Jagat means world is his adjective. Not like Sankaracharya told that Jagat Brahma Satya Jagat Mitha, Jiva Brahma Hiva Naparam. The philosophy of Sankaracharya, that Brahma is true and the world is false, there is no difference between Brahma and this Jiva means soul. Paramahansa, no, not like this. That Bhagavan is Brahma is there, he is like noun. And Jiva and this world, means soul and this world, like his adjective. Now, Brahma is noun.
Noun means?
Vishesha. Noun means noun.
Noun.
Noun is noun. Ramarat.
Noun. Yeah.
So, there is Vishesha means adjective. This world and this soul, this Jiva.
At the same time, Brahma is Narayan, this whole world, creation, and all the Jivas are with Brahma, that Narayan. It is true Advaitvad. Advaitmane, Brahma is only one Narayan. But he is always present with his power, and the coming from power, this world and all jivas. And some jivas are serving him, some are bimukh.
Backward to him and suffering.
Bhakti is the only way to
please Narayan.
To please Narayan. Thank you. Go, Pramana. Now it is 7.
What time now? Pone saat.
Oh, now some kirtan. Yeah. Oh, can you? Oh, you?
Now stands the class on the 17th of April 2002 in the evening in Sydney. Hare Krishna.
Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vanchakalpataru.